Κοίτη λατρός, το δόμε το άμοσε την πέρα. Κόμω να λέει, μόνο δόμε το άκομο να λέει. Κοίτη λατρός, το δόμε το άμοσε την thank you. If teardrops were diamonds on an African mind, if my onyx was silver, I think my whole life would shine. I'd be one of the richest men. Oh, one of the richest men. Yes, I would. Thank you.
Now we're going to wait. welcome back to Tones on Tone to do some stuff for y'all. Must be a loop there now.
We're gonna sing something without words. We will do some Quebecois cat, which is very, very, very typical from Quebec and the Maritimes, also the Acadie area. So usually it's somebody sit on a chair, tapping the feet on the table. So tapping the feet on the table and diddling a tune, and then the dancers can dance their square dance.
Where's the table?
Let's say that we are on the table.
Une
turlute, on appelle ça. It's very good for the cardio. If you want to do some health, workout, tap the feet, salute, and drink a coffee. Okay, so we would like to invite here on the stage, ladies and gentlemen, Monsieur David Greeley, s'il vous plaît. Oh. He's going to join us for a waltz that I have composed last year. I got married last year. Thank you. It cost a lot, but it's a wonderful day. And especially, I wrote a waltz for the first opening waltz of the wedding night. And this waltz is dedicated to all those people who will get married or who are married for a long time. Please, if you want to dance, it's a good moment. For the people in the car or at home, please dance with us. Stop on the road, on the side of the road, and dance with the police officer. Thank you.
stand up for sing, to sing a song. You know, before to forget, I would like to say for the people in the crowd here in the theater, we'll be in the lobby right after the show to discuss with you. So we're gonna sing you a song, a call and response from Québec, une petite chanson réponse du Québec. La chanson s'appelle en français, it called its name Petit Pétard, and it means in English Petit Pétard. It's the same. Et derrière chez nous, il y a un champ de poppy à 7 ans. Oh, mamie a pris deux, et puis il a mangé trois, puis il y a 7 ans. Petit pétan, t'as petit pétan, pétan, puis il a commencé, c'est dans le joliment.
Il y a 7 ans, petit pétan,
t'as petit pétan, pétan,
puis il a commencé, c'est dans le joliment.
Oh, mamie a pris deux, et puis il a mangé trois, puis il y a 7 ans. Elle fut gonflée au lait pendant trois mois. Est-ce que t'as un petit pétan, t'as petit pétan, pétan, puis il a commencé, c'est dans le joliment.
Il y a 7 ans, petit pétan, t'as petit pétan, pétan, puis il a commencé, c'est dans le joliment.
Elle fut gonflée au lait pendant trois mois, puis il y a 7 ans. Oh, je l'ai ramené à se réjouir sa mère. Et c'est un petit pétan, un petit pétan, pétan. Puis il a commencé, c'est un joliment.
Et c'est un petit pétan,
un petit pétan, pétan. Puis il a commencé, c'est un joliment.
Je l'ai ramené à son régime, c'est un.
Oh, m'avait dit que l'autre, oui, t'es solitaire, c'est un.
I just want to say that some people have trouble chewing bubble gum and walking at the same time. These guys are able to play instruments, sing, exercise, and keep rhythm. I just don't know how they do it. Anyway, it's always wonderful to have talent come in, especially talent that I consider, people that I consider my family and my cousins from up there. But it's also nice to get to know the people that are here with us every day. And we have on stage Mr. David Greeley, Miss Anna Laura Edmiston, and Mr. Jeffrey Broussard. Anna Laura, I don't know if people know this about you, but you do have dual citizenship for here in Canada, correct?
Yes, I do.
Can you tell me why?
Well, I was born here at Lafayette General, and my dad is from Louisiana. A little extra, you know. And my mom is from Montreal. So my parents, and you have Canadian citizens. So. Lucky me.
Lucky you. Now, you know, I have to tell you that you're one of the singers that I look up to. I just absolutely love you.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
How old were you when you started singing?
Well, I mean, I've always sung as long as I can remember. My parents tell me, I don't know if this is true, but my parents tell me that before I could even make sentences, you know, speak sentences, I was singing. So, but I started piano lessons when I was 8, and then voice lessons when I was 10. And since then, I've studied music pretty much my
whole life. And what was your first band?
My first and only band is the Fillet. Yeah.
The Fillet. Now, one of the terms that I came across when I was looking up the music of Quebec and a term used to describe it was joie de vivre. The music had a certain joie de vivre, and that's mm-hmm. been used for here. Do you just comment on that for me? Do you the music there and here have that joie de vivre?
Absolutely. I think, both Quebec especially, I mean, it can be said about all of Eastern Canada, French Canada, and South Louisiana, that people, you know, just anybody and everybody has this incredible appreciation for music and culture and this love for life, absolutely. And I think we all feel that, you know, those of us that have had the chance to spend time over there and to receive some of them in our homes down here, and there's just this unspeakable connection between all of us.
And if there was ever any doubt, we just saw it happen right here on stage just
absolutely.
3 seconds ago. So. Now this gentleman right here, Mr. Jeffrey Broussard, and I had the opportunity to travel and spend some time together in Russia a couple of weeks ago. Is it a lot warmer over here, Jeffrey?
Oh, yes.
I think -20 was a little chilly, huh? Now, Jeffrey, you probably started playing music when you were in the womb, as far as I'm concerned.
You're probably right.
You play multiple instruments. You play accordion, you play fiddle, I've seen you play drums, I've seen you play bass, I've seen you play guitar, I saw you play piano. Is there any other instrument that you play?
Playing banjo a little bit, and I used to play horn also.
Oh, wow. What kind of horn?
Tenor sax, trumpet.
I think anything he puts his hands on, he can play. Now, what was your first instrument?
My first instrument was drums.
Drums. And what is your favorite instrument?
Accordion.
There you go. And you followed in your father's footsteps, correct?
Right.
What did he do?
My father played accordion. I started playing drums at the age of 8 in my father's band. And as the years went by, I played drums with my older brother, Dan, and I got a freshman and went off. I played with Terrence for a while. And I joined Royal Carrier for a couple of years, and we formed the band Radical Force. I did that for 18 years. And I just decided to go back to the traditional music because I found me were losing.
And so now you front Jeffrey Broussard and Creator Cowboy?
Yeah, I'm happy with what I'm doing now. I mean, I was having fun with Radical Force, but the music, I kind of tend to get away from the feel of the Creole, so and that's something that my dad did. And like I said, I seen the music starting to fade away, and before I'd seen it happen, I just.
Thank you for that. Now, did you ever want to be anything else besides a musician?
That's hard to answer.
Fireman?
No. I mean, music is my life. I mean, that's all I can say.
That was it, huh? You were born to play music. Now, Mr. David Greeley over there on the end, you've sort of been the ringleader of this whole show, and you've done a phenomenal job. You are one of the founding members of the Mamou Playboys and played with them for a bunch of years. But you've also done a lot of research and found some pretty obscure Cajun music in the archives at UL, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's where I've been most of my favorite stuff.
because that's where you can find the music that people play and sing at home.
Now, one of the purposes, I guess, or the intents of this show was to show the similarities of the traditional music between Cajun music and Quebecois music. Did you find any connections in your research?
Oh yeah, there's a whole lot, especially like Eric Baudry, the guitar player. He does a lot of research in the town where he comes from, in Saint-Côme, Ronald-Gad in Quebec. I was up there a couple of weeks ago, and he goes around recording people, getting the old ballads and things like that. That's one of the things that you'll find in the archive as well.
Is that sort of what Mr. Lomax did around here?
Yeah, John and Ella Lomax did that. And a lot of people we have now, Barry Oster does a lot of work like that. Barry Oster's doing a lot of work like that. It's really, really important to go and visit people at home and find out what they're singing and playing at home.
Yeah. Now, yesterday I went to rehearsal and I watched you guys just sort of put all this thing together. And one of the questions that Andre asked was if it was okay to tap his feet when you guys are playing music, because he said typically what they do is they tap on the downbeat and we sort of play on the upbeat, and it was kind of funny. And so what was it like trying to get these two types of music to work together?
Well, it's a lot of fun, really. The thing that we have in Louisiana that they don't necessarily have up there is that Creoles and Cajuns have been playing music together around each other for many, many years, so they pick up a lot of things from each other. So there's a lot of Creole and a lot of blues and a lot of syncopation and funky rhythms and stuff like that in my music that the people up there really find interesting and fun. You know, it's up there teaching us, and we just had a blast. We took a real simple song like that, Café Show. Mm-hmm. And seul chose, tu n'as pas porté, c'est la clé, la prison, la chambre.
Right.
And they just love playing that stuff.
Awesome. And what do you think you're going to... I mean, I'll just put this question out to any of you, anybody who wants to answer. What do you think you're going to take with you from this endeavor of just sort of connecting with our cousins over there on the other side of the line?
Oh, it's been a dream of mine for a long time. It's been a dream for many years, and I've known Robert Vince early on for even longer. I've known Andre for nearly 20 years. It's a real thrill for me to get to be on stage in Louisiana.
Well, let's say we do some more of that, huh? Yeah. Can we get you guys back on?
I think I'm doing a solo.
What's that?
I think I'm doing a solo now.
You're going to do a solo?
I'm doing
a solo. All right. Well, then we're going to have to hold up a second, and we're going to let David do his thing. Ladies and gentlemen, David Greeley.
I'd like to do a song for you now that John and Alan Lomax collected in 1934. They came down to the Library of Congress, and they went all over South Louisiana with a portable recording machine that weighed 300 pounds. And I think Yvette's microphone is still on. And we're going to do a song called Jamon Bell.
Le soleil est couché, je suis bien loin de la maison. Qu'avez-vous, oui, belle blonde? Qu'avez-vous, oui, belle brune? C'est tout pour la blonde et pas rien pour la brune. Oh, les gens de Crowley sont toujours dans le chemin à chercher à mon père. Avec la choc au plafond et les ferrailles à la poche, toujours dans le chemin à chercher à mon père.
Thank you. I don't know any McGee's that don't speak French. But we're going to play one of his cotillions, and we're going to play a tune that I wrote to go with it, named after the little town he came from, Châtaigne. Play the one we're supposed to play, and they're not going to know the difference. Thank you.
David Greeley. I just want to let everyone know that you've been listening to Louisiana Crossroads series here at the Central School Theater in Lake Charles and also on 88.7 KRVS in Lafayette, Louisiana. And these guys will be doing two more shows at the ACA, Acadiana Center for the Arts, one tomorrow night and one Friday night. So tell your friends if you like what you're listening to. Tell them to come out to the ACA on Thursday or Friday and watch these guys do this again. And we're going to finish off with the grand finale, I believe.
Yeah.
Are we? There we go.
Sur le père, on est mis à part dans la
fait les docteurs. Bonjour, monsieur Mamzer, tenez-vous comme chez nous. Bonjour, monsieur Mamzer, tenez-vous comme chez nous. Sur le perron de l'église, à la paix et donc en dessous, j'y l'appelle, oh ben pas du ventre, oh
ben du ventre, oh ben pas du ventre,
mon homme qui est à la porte, rentre à ses garçons, validez les sympas avec leur précaution, au fond de la bannière, dans des endroits que je parle de l'autre, moi aussi. De regarder la paire de temps en temps de côté. De regarder la paire de temps en temps de côté.
David, Pierre-Luc, and Alara, Eric, and Jeffrey. We'd be ashamed to leave and not purchase one of their CDs. They do have CDs for sale out in the front, and I don't know. We don't have these guys in here very often. Could we convince you to play maybe just one more? Maybe? Maybe one more? I think you call this throwing you under the bus.
Jeffrey, play the triple rope, man. Do something. What are we doing? It's gonna be up to you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.